Dr. Grace Vuoto, Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place, former nationally syndicated columnist, talk show host, political commentator, and of course, my better half. Grace, I gotta ask you, how are you?
Biden must go. Biden must go. Biden must go. Is the rally over? Is the rally over? I'm still chanting. Wait a minute. He's running out of patience with us? No, we're running out of patience with him.
Dr. Grace, I want to ask you this. Before we get to the rally, what did you make of that dog and pony show yesterday with Milley, Lloyd Austin, General McKenzie? 8-9 hours. They were grilled by senators. They threw Biden under the bus. They basically said, nah, he's the one that wanted the withdrawal. We recommended against it. We told him leave behind 2,500 troops. He overruled us. So essentially, he's been lying to the public for months. In that sense, I thought it was very damaging. But do you think any of them are ever going to be held accountable for what their role in the disaster that was the Afghanistan withdrawal?
Look, if they were men of honor and he defied them or overruled them and did not take their advice, they should have resigned, and they still should resign in protest. That would be some kind of accountability, which they're not going to do because they're not men of honor. They just care about their careers. They're petty. They're small. They're not the kind of generals and the kind of men that we used to have in this country. Look, Biden is the one who made this decision. He owns this disaster. And everybody needs to be held accountable for it. Everybody in his national security team. They should all resign. They should be fired. There should be some kind of consequences. It is very sad that here we are seeing this, as you called it rightly, a dog and pony show, where it's just theatrics, where the public looks at it and says, hey, this was a disaster, and nobody's going to pay the price for it. In the meantime, at the same time in this country, you have people who do their jobs right, and they're getting fired. I mean, this is craziness. This is people who did their jobs wrong. The commander-in-chief and everybody around him, they should have either resigned or, failing to do that at the time, you know, if there's a debacle, if you give advice and you say, well, I can't go along with this, then how can you continue to be part of the administration? I don't see how. This is just small. This is not the America that we used to have.
Dr. Grace, I want to talk a little bit about the rally, obviously, but before I do, we have 13 dead service members, a drone strike that wiped out an entire family, including killing 7 children. Milley lied about that drone strike. He said they killed and targeted ISIS terrorists. He said that for days. It turned out he lied. How are they not held responsible for this? There is blood on their hands, American blood, innocent blood, the blood of children, and yet there they are parading yesterday, high-fiving each other, arrogant, smug, self-satisfied. So it looks to me like nothing is going to happen to them.
Well, look, Jeff, it's a pact, right? They are basically going to stay in the administration. Biden isn't going to do anything to them for his, you know, for the whole debacle. And he's not going to do anything to them for a mistake that might have been made a little bit closer to the ground, decisions made closer to the ground. Basically, they're all protecting one another. You know what I mean? I'll go out there and say the truth, not to make this worse, but, you know, nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to you, right? Right. Okay. So they just find a way to hang on. The only accountability that will take place is when we throw them out, and hopefully the sooner the better.
Dr. Gray, speaking of throwing them out, massive rally on Sunday. Cooner Country showed up in droves, thousands upon thousands, to protest these illegal, unconstitutional, dictatorial vaccine mandates, vaccine passports. People were calling for Biden's impeachment. It was a huge, huge event on a burning issue of the day, and yet almost a near complete media blackout. Your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that the media blackout is dangerous because they're not covering what's happening, and then they might be blindsided by events to come. So the media blackout is not even in their interest, because what I saw at that rally was what I have never seen before. And I'm not talking about the size of the crowd or anything like that. What is really different is the intensity of the crowd and the undercurrent of rage. I mean, I hope people are listening to this. There's an undercurrent of rage out there because this is sheer injustice. I think it's important for the media to cover it so that our officials, all the people in power, have a grasp of how visceral this particular mandate is and the consequences, you know, directly in people's lives and the reactions to come. You know, when I was there, one of the big takeaways is, wow, for years now, they've tried to cower us with the fear of the pandemic. We can't get together because we're all so afraid. Everybody is afraid. But that crowd all together in one place with one cause, it punctured that fear for everybody that was there. It's like, what have we been afraid of? Why have we been afraid? We shouldn't be afraid. We are Americans. Let's reclaim our rights. You know, the only thing that is preventing the people that are being affected by this and the whole nation to rally around it is this fear that we cannot congregate. We cannot exercise our first assembly rights. But when we were actually doing it, I realized, oh my gosh, that kind of fear was in the back of my mind too. And being there and doing what Americans have always done, it just popped that fear completely for me. And I hope it did that for everybody that was there. And I hope that everybody listening goes and sees the footage, so that when you hear Jeff Kuhner talking at that rally and you see the people out there, you feel too, hey, we are Americans. We can assert our rights. Let us not be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's only the fear of being together, of acting together, this fear of possibly getting sick that is actually preventing us from being true Americans and upholding the rights that were given to us, not by any government, but by God. You know, one of the things that has changed is I look at the state differently. I used to look at the state, even a big behemoth American state, as fundamentally, you know, on the side of the people, however misguided sometimes. But now I'm actually starting to look at the state as like an enemy of the people. This is different. We're crossing a Rubicon here. And we have to understand that the state does not disseminate rights to the people. The people's rights are innate. They're given by God above. They belong to you no matter what any official says or does. And Biden and his whole administration seem to fundamentally misunderstand what America is all about.
Dr. Grace, we've got about 2 minutes left. You know, I generally don't like to discuss our private conversations. But yesterday,
oh, you don't? That's news to me. I hear them all the time on the air.
Grace, I want to ask you this. Yeah. You said something to me yesterday. You said, Jeff, I was on board. Don't get me wrong. But after the rally, now I'm really on board. What did you mean by that?
Well, look, Jeff, I mean, I'm sure the audience understands that I'm not just a radio personality. I'm your wife. You are the love of my life, that we have two beautiful children. I often have to weigh the interests of our family versus, okay, how much are we doing for the public good? And that's sometimes a very difficult balancing act to uphold. And I'm sure many, many families feel the same way out there. So you and I are no different. You know, we're just an ordinary family caught up in, oh my gosh, what do we do now? But I felt really energized by the people that I saw out there. I feel like there is solidarity. And I believe, Jeff, that the rally has to only be, it's the first step. It's step number one. There have to be many, many more steps to come if we're going to win this battle. But I do believe you were right when you said that if we hang tough, we will win. But we are going to need your leadership, Jeff. That's one of the things that I saw clearly. You know, there's very few people that I believe in America. One of them is you, and you happen to be my husband. I can speak about your character.
So you want me to do more rallies after the heck you gave me for doing this rally?
Well, you know what? The woman's allowed to change her mind, all right?
We're up against it. Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. I have the blessing now. I can do more rallies. All right. Dr. Grace, have a great day, and we'll talk next week.